Hi everybody, this is Valiant8086 from the Random Itch Podcast, and I'm going to demonstrate, at least do a playthrough, of a new audio game I found out about called Swamp, S-W-A-M-P, from Jeremy Kaldotsky. His website is K-A-L-D as in Delta, O-B as in Bravo, S-K-Y.com, and it's an accessible audio game, and it is, as far as I know, really, in my opinion, it is the first multiplayer, online, accessible, first-person shooter game. And the only other one that I actually do know about is, what's it called? Audio Quake. But I never did get Audio Quake to work, and I certainly had no trouble getting Swamp to work. So I think this is going to be a very popular game. Very, very popular, because it feels pretty mainstream. It's got some interesting quality to it. It's a nicely done game, and it's not done by any means. I think there's more work to be done to it, but it looks like that work is coming down the trail. So, this is not a formal recording. It's a test. I have a new program I found out about on the Audacy email list called SoundTap, SoundTap, from NCH Sound, and I wanted to try it out, and I figured this would be a good way to do that. And I've already recorded it before I recorded this intro, and I guess it did okay. I had to turn the volume up a whole bunch of the recording, but I wish SoundTap would allow you to turn the microphone volume up a little bit, as opposed to the sound card. I did get it to go a little louder by just turning my microphone up itself. I turned it up some, but it started distorting, so I turned it back down, so we'll just see how this turns out. Swamp is, like, it's been out for just a few weeks. Maybe just a couple, actually. Maybe three. I'm not quite sure by now, but it's exciting. It's a lot of fun. Addicting. Kind of reminds me of a mud game like Alterion. Because it's nice. So far, it's all been no player versus player, and in my humble opinion, that's the way it should stay. In fact, if it becomes all player versus player, I think I won't be playing it anymore, because that's not my kind of game. But right now it is not player versus player. In fact, you can get other players to help you out a little bit. And I think you might see that a couple times in this recording. I remember one specific time I was trying to hit something, trying to shoot a zombie, and somebody else got it for me. But that took a kill away from my score, but still, that was kind of neat. I like that kind of play. I like having other players contribute to your cause, and vice versa. I think that's the way to go. I think, just myself, I don't play against other players. I think if I want to fight, I just go back to real life to do that. And, yeah, so I really enjoy Swamp very much right now. So, good work. Good work at all. Definitely. Not a bad job. And, oops. This is done on a HP here, HP laptop, and using that SoundTap program, and I did get a wear headset from Radio Shack. So, nothing special. Not concerned about being special, just wanted to play a little bit of Swamp and bring any of my listeners along for the, for want of a better word, ride. So, hope maybe you learned something if you're interested in learning anything about this game, and maybe I'll learn something too. If anybody wants to comment, give me some tips and tricks, whatever, that's cool. You can email me at valiant8086@lavabit.com, and I will give out my email address again and spell it and everything after it's all over with. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to put this, so that'll be interesting to see if I just upload it to my website and give out a link on the Audacy email list, or what I'll do with it. So, we shall see. So, anyway, thanks for listening to this, and I definitely hope you really enjoy it, and maybe you'll get a few good laughs at my poor aiming skills and stuff like that, so maybe we can brighten your day up just a little bit, or we might bore you to death. That's the cool thing about humans, nobody's the same, so we'll see what most people are like. By the way, I couldn't get Zantac turned up. I couldn't turn the volume of my recording up far enough without it distorting, so you may have to turn your sound card, your playback volume up a bit in order to be able to hear this properly. When I did turn it up, it distorted pretty easy in the recording, so I don't think that is a good thing, so I decided to leave it quiet, even though I can't stand it when other people make recordings and keep them quiet, so we will see how this works. Alright, again, thank you for listening, and I'm going to start this intro and put the actual recording on the end, and that will be right about now. Okay, I'm gonna play Swamp for a little while.
Your name is Valiant. Press enter to change it.
See if we can
howdy.
Demonstrate it a little bit.
Single player game. Multiplayer game.
I'm gonna do multiplayer, because single player right now is a little bit messed up, and it's hard to stay alive long enough to mention anything, so.
No graphics. Present multiplayer game. Connected. The stay on the server is sponsored by donations from Tiffany Kim.
Oh dear. Oh dear. I got too many of them around, I can't talk about anything. Got him. Turned on my long radar and it's making a high pitched beep, so that means there's a wall there. I think that means possibility there's something. I hear it on the other side of that wall. I don't know though, he's awful close. Yeah, let's get away
east
from here.
Penny. North.
In the court, you can hear the bees buzzing around it.
Well, shotgun shells. North.
Okay.
Northern border.
Shotgun shells are nice.
Penny. East. You are coordinates 33-3.
You can hit Shift V to get it to tell you what your coordinates are, and 1-1 is the northwest corner. So, the first number is west to east. Second one, north to south, so since the first one is
coordinates 32-3
means I'm pretty close to the west corner and dash 3 means I'm right on the north wall.
Survive.
Okay. Heads up. Oops. Shouldn't be any structure right there, but I'm not doing very good today.
Northern map border. SE, east. TJ set, leaving. Northern map border. 1 med kit.
This game, you put your mouse touchpad and slide it right to left. Of course, if you're using a mouse, it don't work quite that way. If you're using a regular desktop mouse,
even more than map order.
And then you can walk by right clicking. There, you can hold down the right click on the cut.
Did you exit from the safe zone before going into single?
Nothing there. As you hit up arrow and it pan left to right, you get a higher pitched click instead of that beep. It's more like a click if there's a wall there. So, if I do shift up arrow, it just does that, and if it's higher pitched click again, longer range. Better shoot him before he gets me. Out of ammo. You hit R by the way to reload it. And by the way, you fire by left clicking. Speaking of firing, it looks like someone else is doing some of that. I hear a doggy. Give me a doggy. He's a good puppy. Player there, I can't hear where the dog is. The player doing that walking. That is it. Footsteps are slower. I'm just holding down left stick to get it to keep firing. That player's having.
Stay here.
Him, but I can't hit him. Got a doggy. Gotta reload my MP5. Too much stuff. I need my automatic. Got him. That one snuck up behind me. Loading. There's a dog.
South. East.
You switch weapons with the number row. You can hit 1
equipped
for an axe. You can hit 2 for
a
pistol. And if you want to put a silencer on your pistol, you just hit it again.
Silencer pistol equipped has 8 rounds, and you have 960 rounds of 45 at ammo in reserve.
3 for shotgun.
Shotgun equipped has 2 rounds, and you have 291 shotgun shells.
And just because I loaded the same game, it didn't say I had any ammo. It's kind of messed up. It said it has of 2 rounds. It didn't tell me how many of, because it unloaded, and that's a little bit of a bug there. It should just say you don't have any ammo in it. And then you can hit 4
hunting rifle equipped, it has 5 or 5 rounds.
For a hunting rifle, and 5
MP5 equipped, it has 40 or 40 rounds.
For the MP5 that I was just using.
Assault rifle equipped, it has 40 rounds, and you have 2117.
6 for the assault rifle, which uses the same ammo as the hunting rifle. And by the way, number 5, the MP5, uses the same ammo as the 45, which is the pistol, number 2.
And equipped,
7, Vanelli, uses the same ammo as the shotgun, which is number 3.
Northwest.
Okay.
North.
I'm going to show you all how to find a safe zone.
You are at coordinate 74-22.
Okay, we're a little too far north. Oops. Try to take care of that. Missing. Again. There we go. I just kept moving right just a wee little bit. Just touched the touchpad and slide my finger to the right just barely. Whoops. Weird. I'm not gonna be able to hit him. I bet I can hit this dog, though. Whatever that is. Got him. Getting banged up.
Your health is 100%. You have questions?
You hit 0 to use a med kit. That's a player there running real fast. Using a vanilla just like me. I'm gonna switch back to my
assault rifle equipped at 40 or 40.
Not back to it because I haven't really used it yet, but I'm gonna use my assault rifle for a minute. I'm gonna try to snipe on this one. You can tell when they die because it sounds like you broke glass or because it's swamp ground here a little bit and you hear them splash in the water. And I just killed one, but accidentally fired one more time after that. And I hit another one right behind it. I was trying to search fire for that one. I think it's behind that wall.
Southeast.
SE. East.
Oh well. Another one. And the way you can tell things are in front of you or behind you, like you can hear that corpse, you hear all them bees flying around the corpse there. You can tell it's behind me because if you turn left, okay, let's say, okay, it's a little bit to my left right now, so let's say I want to turn left to aim at it. Well, I'm going to turn left, and it sort of worked, but I have to keep going a long way because it was right behind me, not in front of me. I'm turning right now. Now, if I turn left here to try and line up with it, you can hear it going to my left, which doesn't make any sense except the fact that it's behind me, so I can just keep going. Now I'm lined up with it. No, I'm not. There we go.
You have found 40 rounds of north. Any east.
And you can turn
any
by pressing this, holding down
east.
The shift key, and you hit
any.
A. And D.
North, end up west, end up south, SE east, any north, end up west, end up south, SE east, any north, end up north, any east, SE south, SE east.
And that can help you.
Carol is online.
Navigate a little bit easier if you are
east.
Walking in cardinal directions. It makes it easier to follow a street or something. Heard something over there.
Silent trademark is unlocked.
Cool. One shot. You know the corpse.
SE East NE North NE East NE
Must be on the other side of that wall I'm hitting.
NE North NE East.
Okay, I'm gonna show y'all how to get to the safety zone. Okay, you hear that? He just said, I got your back. There's two guards at the entrance to the safety zone. And...
SE South.
Okay, basically, they will kill or make not so undead zombies that are getting too close to the safety zone. And you can walk in there, into the safety zone yourself. You can walk in and... If you hit escape in there, it saves your character. You keep your ammunition and all that. With the exception that you have to reload everything when you come back in. Oh, excuse me. And, you're safe in there, so it makes it aptly named. My suggestion for the easiest way to find it.
Walk.
I gotta walk so I don't get encountered here. You can hit Shift W to change between walk and run, by the way. And how I'm gonna find this is I'm gonna.
You are at coordinates 131-36.
Okay, I'm at 36. I'm pretty darn close to it already. I'm gonna south. Go just a little bit. I'm facing south.
East.
No, I'm not either.
SE, south.
Here we go.
You are at coordinates 132-37.
I want my second number to be 40.
You are at coordinates 132-39. You are at coordinates 132-40.
Okay, now, gonna head directly east. You can also track the safety zone. There are numbers across. There's keys for your number rows. You know where I said you can pick your weapons. If you hold down the shift key and hit numbers, you can do this.
Track an intersection of Jackson and Green Lane. Go west.
That's one.
Track an intersection of Kerrigan and Green Lane, go southwest.
Two.
Track an intersection of Kerrigan and Broadway, go southeast.
Three.
Track a gas station, go west.
Four.
Track an auto mart, go southwest.
Five.
Track a Kmart entrance, go south.
Six.
Track a pet store, go south.
Seven.
Track a hardware store, go south.
Eight.
Track a boarded up business, go southwest.
Nine.
Track a survivor safe zone, go east. Nicole Barrington is online.
And I want to go to the survivor safe zone, so I'll keep it tracking that. You can hear, as I get closer, the beeps get faster. I better kill that. Gotta listen to it the drone again. Come on, talk to me. Thank you. I'm coming. Shish.
Walking
east now. I'm a little bit too far to the left, I think.
I'll cover you.
I'm gonna go over here and hit the wall.
I'll cover you.
I'm gonna run into this guide.
Entrance of the safe zone. Leave entrance of the safe zone.
Okay, I didn't go right in. You can turn that off.
Track him off.
Okay, let me give you a suggestion here. You can use your front radar. Doing that. They won't stop. Not wanting to stop when I hit his face.
I got your back.
Weird.
Okay.
Weird bug here. Now it makes more sense. I had to back up.
Over here.
Alright, now a way to find your way into this is I'm standing facing
east,
just west of the safety
over
zone.
Over here.
And I happen to have company, but I think it'll leave me alone
for a minute.
Over here.
I got your back.
Press. Okay, you hear. Okay, you hear when it starts from the left side, you hear a high-pitched click.
Mega D is online.
And then you get a couple of low-pitched as it goes in front of me, and then you hear a couple to the right that are high-pitched. And I need to walk in here because I got company. I'll explain how I did it in a second. Okay, like I said earlier, the high-pitched beat is click thing is when you are at a safe, at a wall. So that means that there was a wall kind of by my left shoulder there, and then it gave me two low-pitched indicating some open space, and then a couple of high-pitched, so it means there's a wall to the left, some open space in front of me, and then some more wall to the right.
I got your
so
back.
That said,
I'll cover you.
Of all things, I kind of was over right in front of the door. I managed it, so I just walked straight on in. So my suggestion is to get well west of the safety zone. Say about 100 or so. All right, let's see.
You are coordinates 223 at 42.
Yeah, you can do 180. Would be pretty. You'd be getting close enough. About.
I got your
the
back.
First number needs to be less I'll than like 210, I think. So you want the second, the first
I'll
number
you.
To be less than 200, I'd say. So you'll
over
know
here.
You'll be west of it. And, you know, because the idea is to line straight up with the entrance there and come right on in. So the idea is to get west of it. So, in other words, less than 200, like I've been saying over and over again.
Nicholas Lambert is online.
Also
want to try to line up with the door.
I'll
the door is
you.
At about 40. So you can go, if you're south too far, then you'll be somewhere higher than 40, so you need to walk north until you're at 40. If you're north of it, it'll be lower than 40, so you'll know you have to walk south. So keep going until you get to 40, just keep hitting Shift V until you figure it out. When you're at 40, you can, assuming you're far enough west that you're not actually east of the safety zone, behind it in other words, you can turn east. Just hit Shift D a couple times, or whichever direction you're facing, until you hit, till it says east, and then somebody just got a one-shot kill. That was nice, but you turn that way and you start walking, and you'll probably hit the wall because your character don't walk quite that straight. Oh dear! Kill him, guards! Kill him! Anyway, if you
over
miss it,
here.
If you don't walk right on in here. Just use your scan and actually hit A and D. Remember I said Shift A and D let you turn. A and D actually hold them down, let you sidestep left and right. Same thing as Shift left and right arrows in Shades of Doom if you're familiar with that. So, thing to keep in mind is that Swamp uses very realistic movement. So, if you want to get a little silly, I don't know, stand up and do it in person.
Over
try
here.
To experiment what's going on. Try to experience the way it really
over
is.
Here.
You know,
I'll
so if you can figure out how you sidestep, you know, if you don't know, if you can't figure out what I'm talking about or whatever, it's realistically possible and it makes sense to do that kind of movement. You know, walking sideways for certain things.
Over here.
If you're very well lined up with something, you can walk sideways. If you think you're shooting around a corner at something, you can walk sideways to try and get the corner out of your way.
That's
difficult to judge in this game. It is difficult to judge whether you're shooting around a wall or not, whether you got a corner in your way. Best option there to do the radar, short and long, to test that out, whether there's a wall between you. And if you hear it and you think you're lined up right of it, yeah, I don't know. It just takes a little bit
I
of experience. Experiment, just keep practicing with it. Nice shot. You just keep messing with it and until you figure it out. And if you're tracking something like
survivor safe zone, go
safety
left.
Zone and you want to stop tracking, you hit Shift 0 again or whatever number. If you don't know which number it was, say you're tracking
safe zone, go west.
And you just want to stop tracking it and you forgot what number it is. Though safe zone would be the one number I wouldn't forget. You can hit any other number twice, like
Rack
and you hit 5 twice real quick by holding down the shift key, and that took care of it. And I just hit R to reload. The radar goes all the way around you. Okay, you can hear I'm pretty close to the left wall. I get to clicking a couple times, says there's a wall there, and it pans to the right, and it says open space all the way over. And if I hit right arrow, you can hear some wall. That's the right side of the doorway, probably up there in front of me, because I turned around when I came back in here. I'm facing
west.
West, towards the door I just came through. You can hear a little bit of open space, and it indicates some wall, and then some more open space right by my shoulder, and then some wall behind me, sort of. And it goes from front to back, I think, by the way. I'm not 100% sure about that. Let me see here. I think I was wrong. I think it goes from right to, from forward to back. Okay, if you hit down arrow, the track's behind you, going from right to left, and there's nothing back there, so I'm not backed up against the wall yet. I didn't go far enough in here. Now I'm checking my left side, and it's all wall right there. I'm gonna walk sideways. And I hit the wall. Clunk. Okay. And I stopped it. You stop tracking by hitting the space bar. And if you're interested in doing long range tracking, you just hold down the shift key.
I got your back.
Right. Back. Left. Up.
Hi all. You say hi.
And that's good for long range. Hey there. And it doesn't pan, it just checks right in front of you. You stop that tracking by hitting the space bar too. Same thing. And I just chatted somebody, and the way that works is you hit the shift or slash key and shift about it.
Type the message you want to say.
How's everybody doing?
You say, how's everybody doing?
And you hit it.
Over here.
And if you want to read chat, you say, you can hit period and comma.
You say,
comma goes to the previous chat. Or the next chat.
John
actually
says, "You say, how's everybody doing?" John says, "Just had action near the gas station. From still a couple left." John says, "Need pistol ammo back, but other than that, great."
Less recent.
John says, "Just had action."
Goes through the older
Richard
chat.
Said,
if you hit period.
You say, "Hi." Richard says, "Hey there." John says, "Just had action near the gas station. Could still be a couple left." You say, "How's everybody doing?" John says, "Need pistol ammo back."
Okay, so that's that. That's how chats
over
work.
Here.
John says, "Need pistol ammo."
And if you're missing, if you miss something, especially if you're using VDA, you can hit Capshot T to get it to tell you. Whoops. Get out of there.
100% health. Current location.
Okay. You can hit. You can hit. Come on. Well, I forgot what I was saying anyway.
Current location.
Oh, well. And, okay, another thing I could talk about would be the speak command, and I'm going to look a little silly if there's any other players nearby enough to hear this, but you hold, you press the F key, you don't hold it down, I just messed up, just hit the F key, as in Foxtrot, and then you can hit W.
Howdy!
That's your greeting. You can hit F, and then R.
I could sure use some ammo.
For ammo, and that is my voice, by the
Nicole
way.
Barrington went offline.
And you can hit F, and A.
Roger that.
F. S.
Over here. Cover me.
That's Z.
I got your back.
X.
Stay here.
C.
No, sir.
D.
Current location is safe zone.
Okay, that don't work. Oh, somebody must have heard me. Looks like one of the guards got it.
484 kills, accuracy.
Stay here.
Okay, if you decide you don't want to chat and you accidentally hit the F key, just hit it again.
No, sir.
Okay, that's
Amy
good to know. You can hit F. Let me back up a little bit. And you can hit right click.
Follow me.
It says follow me. Left arrow.
Heads up.
Or left click, pardon me. And it says heads up. And that sort of makes sense, because you walk with right arrow, with right click. God dang it. You walk with right click.
Follow me.
So you can ask somebody to walk with you by right clicking after you hit the F key. And if you think you need to shoot something, you can hit F.
Heads up!
And left click. And that's like, oh gosh, I'm gonna have to kill something. Watch out! And then you can go ahead and, well, kill something. And I'm gonna venture out again and do that real quick.
Entrance of the safe zone. Leave an entrance of the safe zone.
I missed it when I hit it.
I'll cover you.
I mean, I turned. Player. There we go. If you have a Mac, you probably won't be able to play this, not with your touchpad. You don't need a desktop mouse, because you use Boot Camp and Mac or your virtual machine. The Mac touchpad.
Northwest.
Trackpad, as they call them.
NW.
Are not able to right click. I think you can hit control or something like that and do it. Player. Ooh, nice shot.
West.
Northwest.
I'm turning left. You can hear that player coming to my left because I'm turning. I got it right on my left shoulder. You can tell by them slow footsteps that it was zombie. So I went ahead and fired at that one.
I got your back.
Oh, nice.
I'll cover you. Yeah. Over here.
Finally. And in this game, it's kind of realistic because in it. Excited game, you can't really look behind you, not a first person game.
I got your back.
And Jeremy managed to convey that in an audio game by not letting you hear very well behind
you. I got your
you.
Back.
And many a times have I been snuck up behind me. And one way you can try to avoid that, if you just turn
over
around,
here.
Like I heard that player was mighty quiet. And I turned around and now they're pretty noisy. I'm just turning around, seeing if I hear anything, see anything, whatever. I'm hitting control.
Northeast.
Stop talking, because I'm
northeast.
Not interested in anything about Automart right now.
Northwest. Northwest.
Over here.
Northwest. West.
Okay.
SW West. Leaving in front of the safe zone. Red and
I hear something here. See if I can line up. Too many players.
I got your back.
Over here.
Did it again, two of them, one right beside the other, one right behind it. I keep turning too far.
Found 40 rounds of NW. West. Run.
East. south.
East.
Equipped at 73%. 73. Each med kit give you 30%. Ooh. Nice axe work. Oops. Didn't want to be that noisy. Come on. Tack, how am I supposed to shoot you if you're not making any noise?
Legend says, I think there's some in the Kmart.
Good. Thank you. Ooh.
Shotgun equipped. It has two of two rounds, and you have 263 shotguns.
Nice. 263. You may no walls there, according to your radar. Oh, I'm not hitting anything. I've done it. I need to get a little bit better at this before I demonstrate it, don't I? that's probably. I think my Finale 5 is farther than the radar. Alright!
Northwest. Northeast. South. East.
Oh, I hear a corpse.
Jackson Street. Northbound 40 route east.
Missing. Come on, do that moan again. Ooh. Yeah. Here we go. Got him.
Leaving Jackson Street.
Don't want it, gotta stop and line up. Can't turn truck enough.
Well, shock up east, SE, east.
Is making him mad. Now I made him dead. Or not so undead, that is. Let me go get that corpse.
Mitchell Perry is online. Mitchell Perry chain.
I know you're there. Come and get me. Can't believe I can't hit him. Finally.
South. SE, East, NE. North, NE, East. SE, Jackson Street, East.
Northeast.
SE, East. Even Jackson Street.
Good shot. Good thing I turned you in. He was real quiet, but I turned around and he was really loud. So, good thing I turned around.
South. East.
Howdy.
Northeast.
All right, you idiot. If you want to try to sneak up on me like that, I'll just show you.
No data for your current.
Not nice.
Your coordinates 162-26.
Okay, I need to go southeast. I'm going back to the safe zone so I can end this recording.
Your coordinates
175-39. I'm too
south.
Far.
SW south.
I think I'm too far away. No, I'm not.
You are at coordinates 175-50.
I hear a corpse, and it went too far south.
You are on 40 rounds. SW west, SW south, SE. East, NE.
Here!
Brandon says, sneaking bastards, well, now they're dead.
Over here!
You say not so and then you mean, any.
I'll cover you.
Ah!
37% health.
Ooh, I need
it. Health is at 67%. Health is at 97%.
I got your back.
Can't hit anybody. Doggy!
Over here!
Over here!
Over here!
East. You are at coordinates 238-59.
I'm walking sideways. Ooh, too far. We east. I hit the side of the safety zone. Sideways can get that.
I'm 40 rounds.
Dead. Very dead. I'm going it. Why was it so annoying?
West. South.
I want to get that foot.
SE, East. You are at coordinates 219. You are at coordinates 219-60.
Come on. Player got it for me.
Northwest.
North. South of the same zone. Any east.
Okay.
Entering of the safe zone. Leaving entering of the safe zone.
Okay, it's right in front of me. In I go.
SE, south, S, west.
If I hit V,
current location to safe zone.
Not shift V, it tells me where I'm at, and it says I'm in current in safe zone.
Main menu.
So I hit escape.
Exit the game. Swap,
and exit. Item. Now, the way I got in there is I hit the south side of the safe zone, so I just walked sideways until it said I leaving south of the safe zone. And then I walked north a little bit, and then I turned right and bumped into the west wall by trying to walk forward. And I turned on my forward radar and walked straight left by holding down the A key. And I kept doing that until the radar, as it was in my left ear, panning to the right, I kept going until I heard a high-pitched click in the left ear, some open space as it panned right in front of me. And then a high-pitched click or two in the right ear. And then that told me that, indicated by the high click, there was some wall, structure, material, whatever, left of me. And there were some more right of me, but the low-pitched beep thing told me that there was open space ahead. So that looked suspiciously like a doorway to me, so I walked straight on in, and I was inside the safety zone. That's that. And, well, that is that. That's the end of the recording. And, thanks again, everybody, for listening. This is appended to the end of the recording, recorded with Gold Wave. This part is. The game, of course, recorded with SoundTap, and I had a few issues, so I took off the end of it that I made then and popped another one on that I made in Gold Wave. And, yeah, I hope you found this interesting, because I know I did, and it was supposed to be fun, if the recording was supposed to be a little bit fun, but I'm not real professional or anything, as I mentioned at the beginning. So if you do want to comment on anything that I did, you can send me an email if you so desire at valiant8086@lavabit.com, and I do recall saying that I would spell it this time around, and it is Victor Alpha Lima Indigo Alpha November Tango 8086 at Lima Alpha Victor Alpha Bravo Indigo Tango dot, well, Tom, yeah. Yeah, I guess you know how to spell Tom, right? At least I do. It's spelled A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. I think there's a Z in there somewhere, but I'm not quite sure about that. But, yeah. So that is the end. The end. The end. So, well, I guess now would be a really good time to hit the stop button. Let's see if I can do it right in the middle of a word. And the word will be stop. Okay, I am going to stop.